high score. The Ben Davis Giants leading over the Pike Red Devils in an epic battle. Again, the Giants looking for their 450th win, along with going 3-0 in this season.
The Ben Davis Giants just caught a break.
Yes, they did.
Back to back, as two drop passes there for Pike, as Sproul dropped one, and there I think Medeiros was the other receiver there who just dropped that one. And Medeiros had 7 yards from Chris Parrish. And if he would have caught that on the run, Beau Trudeau, really, that's really on Beau Trudeau, I think. Pass wasn't really catching him in the lead. It was way short, made Medeiros stop and have to catch that ball. It should have been caught on the run, but it still should have been caught in general.
I don't think that was Trudeau. I think that that comes completely
on the
receiver.
He can't stop. You got to throw him in stride, though.
You still have to catch that ball. Right, it was right in his hand. That one went on the receiver there. Giants with the ball, Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Evans out to the right. Kastner's going to throw over the center to Emerson, who's going to gain 15 yards on the play and is going to pick up another first down for the Ben Davis Giants.
You want to talk about sleeper wide receivers? Story Emerson and Rashawn Bond. I know Rashawn Bond was a part of that play, but he has been the past weeks. And those receivers, all of them right there, all five or four we use, have just been great.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield, shotgun formation. Evans received the ball. He runs it out to the right side and gets tackled down for no gain, 2nd and 10.
He was tackled there quickly by Chris Smith, the inside linebacker for Pike, who's able to penetrate over on the left side of our offensive line.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield again. Emerson and Smith to the near side. Gillis and Bond to the far side. Kastner taking stance, hands the ball. No, he's going to hand it off to a screen to the left side to Gillis, and we've got a flag that comes flying in. Waiting to see who it's officially on. And the flag, still conferring about it. And they're going to officially say it's going to be holding on the Giants. So another penalty flag goes against the Ben Davis Giants. It's going to back them up again.
And that's just more penalties and penalties you can't ask for here for the Giants, as they just... penalties galore in this game so far, and that's something you don't need. As you said, Coach Kirshner said it's a big thing that they've been trying to break down on. And
second, so it's going to be 2nd down and 16. Or 2nd down and 19. Ball at the 39-yard line. 11:21 remaining in the first half. 7-0 Giants lead. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Smith, Emerson, and Gillis to the near side. Kastner throws over center. Hits Bond for a 5-yard play.
Great job there by Rashawn Bond. Just taking a few steps and slanting quickly left. Kastner and him were on the same page there to pick up a quick 7-yard gain.
So 3rd and 13, ball at the 33-yard line. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. It's going to be Bond, Emerson, and Smith to the near side. Gillis to the far side on one-on-one coverage. Kastner and Evans will switch sides. Kastner, a high snap, hands it up to Guts Evans. He cuts back to the outside. Try to get, almost got taken, well, finally got taken down with Kimmy Denny, but he almost was able to break free of that one.
Yeah, Will Smith there, on the Chris Smith there on the other tackle. And that's just something on 3rd and 13 as they're going to go for here on 4th and 11. They're hoping to get more yards there than 2 yards, but it didn't really help them out there.
So going for it, this is going to be their biggest attempt from a 4th down yet. 4th and 11th, ball at the 31-yard line, 10:09 remaining in the first half. Play clock down to 13. Kastner and Evans under center. Kastner throws over the middle. Finds Smith, open ground, down at the 10-yard line, picks up the first down.
And you couldn't ask for any more of a beautiful pass there from Kyle Kastner. Kastner took his time. Offensive line, give them props. Great job there by Kastner. Able to find the wide-open True Smith down the middle and get the first down for the Giants. They're in the red zone for the 2nd time tonight. It's the last time it ended up in a Dorian Tate touchdown.
So completing their largest 4th down conversion yet of the year, now in the red zone. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Gillis to the far side. Evans going to spread out. Screen pass over to the left side. Evans slips and falls. Never really got hit by a defender, and he will lose a couple yards for the Giants.
Chris Evans looked like he had a lot of room there to run. Great block there, I thought, by Brendan Gillis, the receiver out there, 6'6". Was able to lay one of the cornerbacks out. So
So second and 13, ball now at the 14-yard line. 9:20 remaining in the first half, 7-0 Giants lead. Kastner and Evans in the backfield, Gillis to the far side, Emerson, Bond, and Smith to the near. Kastner taking the snap, hands it under center, and was looking for Smith. We'll see if they rule it an incomplete pass.
Hit the ground, so it's an incomplete pass. There is. Kastner's throw was really hard, and really, it was True Smith is running more to the left as he had a slant route thrown behind True Smith, so he had to stop, turn his body, and catch that. Difficult catch there. Kastner could have thrown that ball just a little bit better.
Slant routes have been big this year. Bond's going to move over to the left side along with Gillis. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Smith and Emerson to the far. Kastner rolls out, has to hand this one, or passes this one off to Evans, who picks up maybe a yard on the play. Had to dump that one off real quick.
He did, as it was a design screen play, but two defensive backs for the Pike Red Devils were able to break through that offensive line of the Giants and cause Kastner to rush that pass more than he wanted to, as Chris Evans only able to gain maybe a yard there. It's going to be 4th and 9 now.
So with 4th and 9, they're going to go for it again. Something we don't usually see for the Giants. They're playing aggressive. Kastner and Evans, and it looks like Pike is going to call a timeout. They don't like what's going on here. And they will take a timeout, so we will take one as well. 7-0, the Giants lead over the Pike Red Devils. 9:02 left to play in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
David to the Max Show,
starring David Newman.
Hello, Newman.
And Max Pugh.
Pew, pew, pew.
Bringing you the best classic rock.
Giant 90.9,
Tuesdays at 9:30.
What?
And welcome back to Pike High School. With Ben Davis, Giants taking on the Pike Red Devils. 9:02 here remaining in the first half. Pike just took a timeout as the Giants were getting ready to go down again on a fourth down conversion, something we don't usually see out of head coach Mike Kirshner.
You're right, and this is the second. The Giants have done it two times so far in this game. They're both successful, 2 for 2. This will be the third time here. The Giants are able to run in the first time on a fourth down and get a first down here. So it's going to be their third attempt here. 4th and 9, ball on the 10-yard line of 9:02 left to go in this second quarter. Let's see if the Giants can capitalize on another touchdown in the red zone.
Timeout did not change his mind. He's still going to go ahead and go for this, trying to get a first down. He can't get a first down without getting the touchdown. Kastner in the backfield with Dorian Tate. Kastner stands back in the pocket, throws over the middle, and it's caught. Touchdown, Ben Davis.
Same exact play they just ran as Kyle Kastner, pumping his fist, excited. That's his first passing touchdown of the night, his 7th of the season so far as we're in week 3, and beautiful catch and route there by Story Emerson, touchdown Giants.
Story Emerson with the touchdown there, again, over the slanted route. That was unbelievable play there. Another fourth down conversion completed, and the Giants lead 13-0. Chris Flores to kick the extra point. And the extra point is good. 14-0. The Giants lead with 8:58 remaining here in the first half. We'll go ahead and take another 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
We are back here, Pike Red Devils and your Ben Davis Giants going to battle in an epic rivalry. Again, Giants trying to get their 450th win. An Emerson touchdown.
On a fourth down, so both touchdowns so far tonight have been on fourth down conversions, as they are 3 for 3 on the night on fourth down conversions. As beautiful job there by Kastner. Kastner was excited, running off the field, pumping his fist, as he couldn't ask for a better route there and better catch from Story Emerson.
So after a one-play first drive that ended in a fumble, the Giants have backed it up with back-to-back touchdowns and back-to-back no answer by Pike. We'll see if they have an answer this time, as Forrest will once again kick this one off to Harrison, and of course, Harrison. So Eric Harrison and a lot of Harrison back there looking to receive this kick. So Harrison with the return goes up the middle to the 30, almost had an open field, finally gets taken down, and the 42 of John Ward finishes the tackle off, and the Giants defense will go to action against this Pike offense that has struggled so far but can turn it on in any second.
Antron Rice there on the stop there for the special teams. That was number 40, and great job there, as if he would have got, if Rice would have let him get past 31 yard, he could have been gone.
So back out here comes the Pike offense, led by Beau Trudeau and Harrison and Collins, as they're going to go into, it's going to look like the two of Taliaferro to the near side, Medeiros to the far side. He's going to hand this one, rolls out, play action pass, throws over the middle, and it's intercepted by the Giants. The interception was made by the 10 of Chaz Stringer. That's his second of the year.
Yeah, Chaz Stringer's second interception on the year. And really, that was just a not very smart pass there by Beau Trudeau, as he was running on the pocket. Had two defensive backs over there on his receiver of William. And really, just a beautiful job there by Chaz Stringer. Interception, turnover, and already Giants football now in Pike territory.
And it seemed like they really read that play very well. It was just a really great read.
It really was. It was a great read, as they read Beau Trudeau's eyes all the way as he was rushing out to the right side of the pocket, able to stop himself. But Beau Trudeau shouldn't have made that throw as more as if he wasn't open. 2v1 usually don't win that battle.
So it is 14-0. Giants with the lead and Giants with the ball. Ball at the 44-yard line. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Going to hand it off to Evans. And a player ripped off.
Hey.
Though he ripped the helmet off, that's probably going to be a face mask in the way of the helmet coming off of Chris Evans. He completely ripped it off.
Which means Chris Evans will have to come out for a play.
Yeah, he will. We'll see him go to the sideline. We're going to wait to see how the penalties fare. So the official call, they're going to still confer about it. Again, the Giants do
face mask on Pike.
It should give the Giants first down. And they're going to back them, or they're going to shoot the Giants forward. Ball is going to get moved up to the 37-yard line. It should be a first down for the Giants.
It is. A quick score update here. The big game of the week. Carmel and Center Grove are still tied at 0 with 6:54 left to go in the first half of play. Carmel and Center Grove scoreless.
So first down. First and three. We're waiting to see. And the chains are not going to be moved. So first and three is what they decided. Ball at the 37-yard line. First and three. First and two. Ball at the 46-yard line. Kastner under center. Throws long arm down the field. Completely nobody there but Alon Harrison for Pike Red Devils. Ball still out of his reach, though. It's going to be an incomplete pass. And it's going to be second down and three.
And that was really on Story Emerson, as Story Emerson was running a route, doing one of those wheel routes inside and out, and his option, as Kastner must have thought he was going deep, as Emerson really just slowed down and stopped, as that was just a high ball up there for anybody.
So Kastner and Evans in the backfield yet again. Emerson, Bond, and Smith to the near side. Gillis to the far side. We haven't seen him thrown to Gillis yet. He's going to hand it up the gut to Evans. Evans going to get stopped and pull out to the left side a little.
That'll give him a first down, though, as the chains will be moved there. Beautiful job there by Chris Evans rushing up the middle.
So first down for the Giants yet again. 8:14 now remaining in the first half. Giants up 14-0 and starting to threaten the Pike Red Devils with another score. Kastner and Evans in the backfield yet again. Gillis to the far side, Emerson, Bond, and Smith to the near. Kastner stands back in the pocket, rolls out, screen passes it over to Evans. Evans rolls right, thinks about cutting inside, then cuts to the left. To the outside, then finally gets brought down.
And beautiful job there. Just passed. That was a beautiful call there for the offense, as Kyle Kastner had a screen pass that was easily just perfection there. As nearly got him a first down. Has a 10-yard gain for Chris Evans on the screen pass as everybody was rushing up the field to block.
Tackle was made by Chris Smith for the Pike Red Devils. Kastner and Evans in the backfield yet again. Going to be Bond, Smith, and Gillis to the far side. Emerson to the near side. Going to hand up the gut to Evans, who is going to shuffle off a tackle and get a gain of 5 yards.
Now we've seen Dorian Tate in a little bit.
Yeah, and we're kind of wondering. Dorian Tate hasn't, we haven't seen him in quite a bit. Score update, Lawrence Central beating Lawrence North 14-6 with 6:56 to go in the half. Again, battle of the township really going on there. Kastner stands back, rolls out to the left in the play action pass. Hands it off to the 15 of Smith for a first down.
A beautiful pass there by Kyle Kastner, finding True Smith over on the left side to get the Giants enough for a first down as it's going to be the chains. So first down, Giants here. So as they're threatening again back in the red zone, first down for the Giants.
And so sending it up again, it's now going to be first and goal, ball within the 10-yard line. 7:15 remaining in the first half, 14-0 Giants lead. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Defense jumping a little. This might be encroachment on the D. And this...
It is.
Gonna be, that's exactly what it's going to be. So it's going to move the Giants half the distance to the goal here.
So move to the 4-yard line as they're inside the 5. And really threatening again for another score. If they score here, this would be a big momentum shifter here for Ben Davis. This game has been going slow, but Ben Davis is picking the pace up after the turnover and the interception from Shaw Stinger.
So first and goal ball at the 4-yard line. Defense
and
jumped
one
again.
Jumped again. So it's going to be another half distance to the goal. Ball on the 2-yard line.
This looks just like the Giants in the first quarter. So half the distance again. Now it's first and goal at the 2-yard line.
Yep.
This is helping the Giants out in almost every way possible.
But they just give it to Chris Evans for a touchdown.
And they are going to go up the gut to Evans. Evans going to gain a yard there.
Ooh, he's close. Let's call that.
Should be about inches from the goal line. Should be second and one. Second and goal. Ball at the 1.
It won't surprise me again if they just give it back to Chris Evans up the middle.
And that's exactly where they're going to go. He tries to punch in. Did he punch his ticket to the end zone?
He's still fighting.
And we're waiting for the official call. It looks like they're probably going to call him short, though. So it was Denny and Brown with the tackle and the stop. And it will be short. So it will be short. Third and goal. Ball set at the 1. Clock continues to run. 6:33 and counting down, remaining in the first half.
9 men in the box for the Pike Red Devils.
Kastner and Tate. Kastner's going to roll out to the left side in a quarterback run, and that one is going to be good for a touchdown. Touchdown, Ben Davis.
And Kyle Kastner using his 6'3", 205-pound body size and mass, rolling out to the left side and just bowling his way through like a bowling ball and bowling pin, scoring the touchdown for the Giants, giving them now a 20-0 lead.
So with the lead, we're going to see Flores kick an extra point here to try to make it a 21-0 lead. And at the rate the Giants going, they might be able to continue their halftime 30-point situation as the kick is up and good. So the Giants lead 21-0 with 6:22 remaining in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break here at your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
A wintry Friday night. A packed gymnasium in a tight-knit community. A shot taken. History made. State of delirium? No. The state of Indiana. High school sports. Pure spirit. Pure sport. Pure Indiana. This message brought to you by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the high schools in your community.
And we are back here again. Ben Davis taking on Pike live from Pike. Ben Davis is up 21-0 over the Pike Red Devils. 6:22 remaining in the first half. Giants, for as dominating as the scoreboard says, it really has felt like a different game.
Really, it's just felt very slow. As it doesn't feel like one team has advantage or the other, but the Giants are just picking up on the momentum shifters they have as the interception they just got from Shad Stringer to let them go down and get another touchdown. And you've seen three different types of touchdowns. You've seen a throwing touchdown, a running back running a touchdown, and a quarterback rushing in for a touchdown here. As
the kick is high. He's going to run it out to the 30, cuts out to the left side, finally gets taken out of bounds by the kicker, Chris Flores. That's his second tackle of the year on a kick return.
Oh, a tackle. He's pushing him out of bounds, but You're right. That's something that you don't want, though, is it looks like Harrison's dangerous in that kick return in the backfield, so you got to stop him there. And but hopefully the Giants defense come out here and hold him.
And this one was Eric Harrison.
Harrison.
Yeah, it's Harrison and Harrison back there. No, it was the other one. It was Alon Harrison.
All right, with 2 minutes and 11 seconds left in the half, the Carmel Greyhounds are driving on the Center Grove Trojans. Greyhounds ball on third down and 1 yard to go on the Center Grove 5. 0-0 still in the mic.
Trudeau, Collins, and of course it's Harrison in the backfield. Trudeau's going to hand this one off to Harrison, who's going to roll out to the right. Jumps over a player. Flag's coming out. He's still on his feet at the 50, at the 40, and this is probably going to come back.
He hurdled Asmar Ball. He hurdled Asmar Ball.
You can't jump over a player. So that one is going to come back. You can't. We're going to officially wait for the official, but apparently the rule is you can't jump over any player, yours or the other team.
Can't jump over a player?
It's considered a dangerous play penalty. So they're waiting for the official call. It looks like Pike already has seen it happen. They're already moving back, but we're waiting. The officials are talking. There were several penalties, and now they're going to talk to the coaches about it. So holding on Pike. And then a personal foul on Ben Davis. So they're going to end up going back 10 yards and returning back 5. Or returning back 10, returning back 15. And we just got an update. Carmel has gone on the board over Center Grove. 7-0, the Carmel Greyhounds leading over the Center Grove Trojans.
There's only 2 minutes and 11 seconds left in that half, so the game's been scoreless all day. So mid-game of the week right there, 7-0, Greyhounds now lead.
So 1st and 5 after the crazy penalties. Trudeau's going to hand it off to Harrison. Harrison, no, he's going to keep it. Rolls out, pulls off, finds the 8 of Sproul for a first down. That was a great play action play.
And that was an even greater pass rush there by Dallas Pitts, who forced Bo Trudeau to force that pass. Drastically, it wasn't really what we were expecting. They got a first down out of it, but great job there by Dallas Pitts. That defensive line for the Giants are great at pass rushing.
5:55 remaining in the first half, 21-0. The Giants still leading over the Pike Red Devils. Harrison, Collins, and Trudeau in the backfield. Collins going to roll out to the right. He's going to hand it off the gut to Harrison. No, he's going to pass it off to the right on the screen. And getting taken down will be Harrison. No gain there. Taken down by Asmar Bilal.
Taken down by Christian Hunter on the play. Great job there by Christian Hunter, who was able to tackle him on that play. And Christian Hunter really didn't get jacked out. He's been doing a great job these past 3 games for first time starting varsity this year.
So here they set up again. Now setting up in shotgun formation. Collins and Trudeau in the backfield. Trudeau, low snap, hands it off, pops it down the left side of the field. With arms outstretched was the 3. Of Rashard Medeiros.
That was great coverage there by Shaw Stringer on the play for the defensive back to the Giants, who already has an interception on the day, and they keep attacking him.
And it looks like
another penalty, no surprise.
Yeah, another penalty coming in. Right now, as it sits, 3rd and 10. So a sideline warning, it will be 3rd and 10 still, but a sideline warning on the Ben Davis Giants. Yeah, Coach Kirshner's pushing them back. That's something you don't like. Kirshner doesn't like penalties at all. Absolutely doesn't. Trudeau and Collins in the backfield again. Shotgun formation. 5:17 remaining in the first half. 21-0 Giants lead. Trudeau taking stance. Defense checking up, coming for a blitz. Trudeau stands up, throws in the pocket, and he never got that ball anywhere.
And then as Bo Trudeau is going to go down hard after being rolled over by Norman Oglesby, but the defensive line of the Giants, all 4 of them really were able to quickly get on Bo Trudeau's case and cause him to throw an incomplete pass as he was just trying to give it off to the running back of Collins.
So 4th down and 10, ball at the 37-yard line. We'll see if they decide to go for it or if they punt it off at 10. We have your answer. They're going to go for it. So 21-0, 4th and 10, ball at the 37-yard line. Red Devils going for it. Trudeau steps back in the pocket, pulls up, passing it over the center. Look towards the left side, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. Another fourth down conversion failed by Pike, and it will be first down for the Giants at the 37-yard line.
And that just wasn't a good pass at all by Bo Trudeau, as that was their second attempt on fourth down conversions. They are now 1-for-2 as they previously made their first attempt. So 1-for-2, fourth down conversion for Pike. It's going to be Bendy F. Giants football, as the Giants now lead 21-0 with 5:08 left to go in this first half.
So the Giants still with a commanding lead. And they are still looking to add more. 21 unanswered points. They're looking to continue that run. We still have not seen Tate. And now coming in is the 34 of Lijuan.
LaShawn Johnson.
LaShawn Johnson and Kastner in the backfield now. Still haven't seen Tate. Kastner steps back in the pocket. Gets barreled down by the defense.
Ooh.
Passes it off to Gillis to the right, to the left side of the field.
And Kastner takes a tumble roll. But he gets back up. Looks like he's okay. So he was hit there by the Pike defensive lineman. It looked like Patrick Peterson.
So second and eight now. 5:01 here to play in the first half. 21-0 to score. Giants leading. Kastner and Johnson in the backfield. It's going to be Gillis to the far side. Bonds, Smith, and Emerson to the near. Kastner slips up, tries to make something out of the play, and gets taken down for a sack and a loss of a yard.
So Kastner went to step back. It looked like he slipped on the turf there. That's the second time tonight Bendy's Giants slipped. Chris Evans did the first time, Kastner a second time, but it's going to end up in a result of a sack for Pike there by Aaron Jones.
Kastner loses his helmet, which means he's going to have to sit out another play.
And last time this happened, it was actually good news for the Giants.
Must be extra glue on probably need to put an extra glue, a little piece of glue on that helmet. So here comes Evans again and the quarterback position. We're standing right next to him. Will be Johnson again. We'll see what they decide to do. Last time they just do a wildcat play.
Yes, sir. That's what we're seeing again is he run out to the middle, and this time he will go nowhere.
Tries to pop out to the right, but the defense wasn't going to have it. Smith helps out there. A loss of several yards, and it's going to bring a fourth down and a three and out for the Giants.
And that might be a good sign for the Pike defense, not for us, though, as Pike, he really needs momentum going into the end of the first half. So remember, they don't get the ball at halftime as they chose to receive to begin the game. So the Giants will get the ball at halftime after the second half continues.
So with 4:02, Brad going to run this clock down a little bit. We're going to see him punt this off to the Harrisons. Punting it is the 32 of...
Wow.
Jeremiah Withorn. The punt is returned by Eric Harrison. Gets out to the 40, and he gets tackled down. Was that another punter tackle?
It doesn't matter. Punter, he's the outside linebacker for the Giants. Christian Hunter with a beautiful, beautiful spiral punt to go way downfield. He's able to even come up with a tackle on the speedster. I even asked Christian Hunter in the hallway this past week if he's preparing for punts. He told me no. I'm a liar. Beautiful job there by Christian Hunter to come up with a punt and the tackle.
Christian Hunter did his homework last night looking at Pat McAfee's hit last year, and he's definitely taken a lesson or two. So now...
just a beautiful punt there for a first-time punter.
Bo Trudeau, Collins, and Harrison in the backfield. Trudeau's going to scramble out to the left on a play-action pass. Gets it to no one. Looks like it might have been intended for the four of Johnny Williams. And that's going to be second and 10 there.
And nearly coming up on that 3:35 mark. Here we are as first half is coming to an end near. See if Pike Red Devils can make something happen here or the Giants can come up with a stop and maybe get another score on the board.
Remember, this game has Mick implications on it. These are both Mick rivals, the second year as official Mick rivals. Shotgun formation, Trudeau and Collins in the backfield. Trudeau, high snap, stands in the pocket, hands it off. Or passes it over to Sproul.
It looks like more of a zone play, defensive drive there for the Giants. They're just trying to make sure no big plays happen, keeping all the receivers in front of them as Shaw Stinger is able to come up with a pass and push them out of bounds.
Jadeau and Harrison in the backfield yet again. Shotgun formation. Clock is now continues to roll. 3:30. Jadeau with a snap. Or receives the snap. Dumps it off.
Same one, play.
Passes it off again to Sproul for another 13-yard gain and another first down.
as this time he'll be pushed out of bounds there by Christian Hunter, who came up with that big hit there on the punt, as he looks like he's the punter for the day.
So Jadeau and Harrison again are going to be back there. Sproul here to the near side along with Medeiros. And it looks like Quinton Taliaferro, 3:26 remaining here in the first half, 21-0, the Giants with the lead. Jadeau receives another high snap, steps back in the pocket, throws deep down the right side of the field, or the right sideline, and he overthrows it there, and that's going to bring up third down.
And Pike's receivers are making cases to get wide open here, but Bo Trudeau's really over. All the deep passes Trudeau's thrown so far tonight have been really just out of the reach of the Pike receiver, just by a couple inches or not. But he's able to come down the field and just barely overthrow his receivers as they're trying to make big plays here and get these Red Devils back in the game against these Giants.
Again, we want to remind you, listen, WBDG Indianapolis, your station for variety. As Trudeau hands it off, no, he's going to screen pass this over to the five of Collins, who spins out of a tackle.
Here's lucky that was Osmar Bilal.
And gains 6 yards.
That's Christian Hunter on a missed tackle there as he was going in for the big hit. But it looked like for Pike Red Devils, Collins was able to spin out of it.
It's going to be fourth and one. They're going to go for it on fourth down.
This is their third attempt. They're one for two
down
on the night.
It's actually third down. Third and one. Trudeau hands it up the gut. He's going to cut to the outside. Will be Harrison. Cuts back to the inside. Spins out of a tackle. Finally gets taken down by the Giants secondary, but not until he reaches inside the red zone at the 18-yard line. First down, Giants.
Yeah, coming up with a tackle there was Osmar Bilal on the play, running back up, trying to chase after Collins after he missed the first tackle. And he'll come back with a fight to get him back down. So it'll be first down for the Pike Red Devils.
So Red Devils, first and 10 now. Going to hand it up again. He tries to sidestep this one, tries to juke out to the left.
Big hit there by Norman Oglesby, the defensive tackle for the Giants. Haven't really been calling his name as much as we did last year, but beautiful hit there as being able to bring him down.
Harrison was with that tackle there. And that was a great, again, great job by Norman. Trey Allen coming to the sideline. It's going to be Trudeau and Harrison in the backfield. And no, now a timeout is going to be taken by the Ben Davis Giants. So with a 21-0 lead, we will take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
We didn't call it.
A wintry Friday night. A packed gymnasium in a tight-knit community. A shot taken. History made. The state of delirium? No. The state of Indiana. High school sports. Pure spirit. Pure sport. Pure Indiana. This message brought to you by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the high schools in your community.
And we're back here at Pike High School's Ben Davis Giants taking on the Pike Red Devils, a rival looking for their 450th franchise as a team win. They are currently leading 21-0 with 2:39 here remaining in the first half. Giants have looks pretty good in the later half of this.
They do.
This
I'll
game.
Give you a quick score update. The mid-game of the week, Carmel versus Center Grove. Almost nearing the end of the second quarter, Center Grove was able to march back down the field and score on Carmel. So the game is 7-7 now.
So a good game going there for the Battle of the Kettle. It's going to be Trudeau yet again, standing. Receives, hands it, dumps it off to the four of Johnny William for the touchdown for the Red Devils. Slants it right over the middle, shakes off the tackle, gets the touchdown.
And I'm just going to say it's a beautiful job there by Pike Red Devils matching up with 2:35 left to go in this half. They couldn't go down without a fight, and we're not going to see one as this game just got a little more interesting.
So a great job there as the Giant, or as the Red Devils finally get onto the board. Alex Marr to kick the extra point here to try to make it a 21-7 game. And he receives it. It's placed, and the kick is good. 21-7. The Red Devils close this up to a 14-point deficit game with 2:35 here remaining in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
Welcome back as we are live from Pike High School yet again. Ben Davis Giants taking on the Pike Red Devils moments ago. The Pike Red Devils got on the board with a slanted pass inward to the four of Johnny William. Pass was made by Beau Trudeau there to get on the board, making this a 21-7 game with 2:35 remaining in the first half.
Yeah, and as we're getting back underway, 2:35 left to go. Kyle Kastner with just much enough time to go and lead his Giants back on another scoring drive before this half ends. As the Giants do receive the ball at halftime, don't forget about that. And coming up at halftime, the BDSpotlight.com halftime report. And Corey Vink will be joining us once again back in the studio for scores and updates around the MIC and the state of Indiana.
The kick is high and hard, and it's going to hit the end zone. Unable to get reached there by Wilkerson, and that will be a touchback. First and 10 at the 20-yard line for the Giants.
Yes, sir. Now it's time. First and 10 on the ball on the 20-yard line. 2:35 left to go. Time to see what Coach Mike Kirschner and Kyle Kastner have up their sleeve to bring Giants scoring drive here to give them back a 3-touchdown lead.
An opportunity here for a 2-minute drive, as you have said. We'll see what, again, like pretty much you said it all.
Two timeouts left for Giants. Don't forget about that. Pike has three.
So with two timeouts, 2:35. 21-7 lead. Giants have everything they need right ahead of them. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Evans going to hand it out. Is going to get the ball. Handed it. He sweeps out to the right. Checks in for a gain of 9 yards.
Yeah, great job there by Chris Evans. He's able to sweep out to the left side of the Pike Red Devils defensive back situation there, as he's able to pick up nearly a first down, but not enough. So it's 2:18 left to go in this first half. Second and two, ball on the 28-yard line.
Score update, Avon up over Hamilton Southeastern 17-3, as Kastner's going to hand it up the gut to Tate, or to Evans, who's going to gain 2 yards. This should be maybe third and short. And they're going to possibly give it to him, and they do.
Remember, in high school football, a first down does stop the clock, so that helps them out a lot getting first down. So 2:08 will stop until the whistle is blown for Kastner to be ready to start another play.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield. It's going to be Emerson and Gillis in the near side. Smith and Bond to the far side, hands it up the gut to Evans. He breaks another tackle, rides the offensive line for a gain of 11 yards.
Yeah, so beautiful job there. It's going to be another first down for the Giants. It stops the clock at a minute 54. And Kastner is pushing this offense, nearly getting into Pike territory.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield again. Emerson and Bond to the near side. As Kastner's going to hand out the gun. No, Kastner's going to keep it, fakes it, and then goes inside. He got hit in his knee as he finally gets taken down with a gain of 6 yards.
Yeah, he got hit hard there by the defensive player of Jalen Payton there for Pike Red Devils.
So Kastner and Evans yet again, shotgun formation. Bond and Smith to the far side. Gillis and Smith to the near side. Kastner passes off to Emerson, who's going to run out of bounds after getting the first down. It'll be first and 10, ball at the 48-yard line.
And that was a smart play there by Kastner. He saw Story Emerson was all by himself, about 7 yards, no one near him. He's able to pick up the wide receiver screen and run up the field for about a 12-yard gain to get in the Pike territory now, a minute 18 left to go, first down. And Giants still have all two timeouts without using one this drive.
Continue to run the no huddle. Kastner receives the snap, passes off to Smith, who's going to look for the fake, goes back to the outside. Gains another 5 yards.
Looks like Pike's having trouble tackling our receivers here in Story Emerson, True Smith, back-to-back wide receiver screens, and being able to make at least one man miss to pick up another 12-yard gain on the wide receiver screen, which will stop the clock after another first down ball in the 35-minute 12.
Kastner and Evanson in shotgun formation yet again. Smith to the far side along with Gillis. Emerson and Bond to the near side. Kastner steps back in the pocket, throws over the middle to Gillis, and Gillis using his shoulder and his helmet to pick up another first down.
And Gillis with his first completion of the night so far. He's only been targeted that first time. And he comes up big to pick up another first down. So about a 14-yard reception there for Brendan Gillis, as Kastner has used three different wide receivers in the past three passing plays. Dorian Western, True Smith, and now Brendan Gillis with a minute five, another first down. So back-to-back-to-back first downs, stopping the clock. And you're just a little bit over a minute with a minute five. Ball on the 21, reaching into the red zone. As I said, don't give Castner enough time. He's one of the best in the state in driving down the field and scoring under 2 minutes.
Well, the time I was taken there by Pike, we're going to go ahead and keep it here. Coming up at the halftime with the BDSpotlight.com halftime report, we're going to have Corey Vervank back in the studio, who's going to give you guys some scores and talk about the game a little bit. And then we'll return and we'll continue to look around the make to see what else is happening.
I'll give you a quick score update right now. Halftime, Carmel and Center Grove, the mid-game of the week, tied at 7-7. So that's a great game going on over there.
This has been an unbelievable game. But first thing I want to ask you is, what is BD going to need to improve on? Or what do you think BD's going to talk about once they have time?
Penalties.
Some penalties. I knew that was coming.
You should have. That's what's been killing them so far. That's what cost them the first couple of drives with penalties, giving Pike more and more room as they've come off, and they haven't really had as many penalties. So Kirschner may not really talk about the negatives as much. As you say, he doesn't talk about negatives, but he might have to mention it to say, come on, guys, got to stop this as really a positive. Say their passing game, running game's working. Someone I want to know about, where's Dorian Tate?
Yeah,
great time to have Trinity right now.
Yes, we kind of need you, Trinity. 21-7, Giants leading, 105 remaining on the clock. It is 1st and 10, ball at the 21-yard line. Giants continue to drive, trying to score 28 straight points. Kastner steps back in the pocket, getting barreled down by the defense. Ball gets swatted down at the line of scrimmage, and that'll bring up 2nd and 10.
And Castro was getting rushed quickly at a wide receiver screen, but it was going to be rejected by the defensive line. Kind of looked like a familiar play we usually see in the NFL by J.J. Swatt, but it was swatted there by the big 6'5 defensive end of Camille Denny.
And again, nighttime is officially here. Castner and Evans once again in the backfield. Castner's going to hand it out to get to Evans. Evans going to find a pocket. He's got an opening. Touchdown, Giants.
And now there we go. Giants score another touchdown. Like I said, give them some time, and they will complete it. Now they're back up by three touchdowns and just hitting the under a minute mark.
Castner handed off down the center to Chris Evans, found an opening, broke away the tackles, gets another score. The running game has been there for the Giants all season long. Chris Forrest looking for the extra point to try to make this a 28-7 game. The extra point is up. It is good. 28-7 with 57.1 seconds remaining in the half. Your Ben Davis Giants are leading over the Pike Red Devils. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
How important was that text? Texting and driving. Let's not.
And welcome back to Pike High School. The Ben Davis Giants have scored yet again. It was a 21-yard run by Chris Evans up the gut. Handed off by Kyle Kastner for another score, making it 28-7, 57.1 seconds left. If Pike plays strong here for the last 57 seconds, they may be able to get another score. But not only that, the Giants will get the ball in the second half, and Pike has the opportunity to becoming the first team to hold the Giants under 30 points in the first half. It's just a couple things I wanted to throw out there. Harrison back to receive this one. Eric Harrison's going to bring it up right down the center. Tries to drive his shoulder in. And he broke it free. 30, 35, 40. Cuts back inside. 45, 50, 45, 40. He could go all the way. Touchdown, Pike Red Devils.
Wow. Rick Harrison.
Eric Harrison.
Eric Harrison was just in a bunch of group of Pike in red and white there. He was able to break out somehow. As Eric Harrison, he's only, 5'10", able to break out of that, and he's very, very, wow.
How did he break out of that tackle, though?
Yeah, you might just bit your tongue, though, and saying the Giants don't have a chance to get that past that 30 mark.
Maybe, I don't know. 28-13. Marr trying to kick the extra point to make this a 28-14 point game. That was about a 89-yard kick return. As Marr's extra point is up, and it is good. A kick return by Eric Harrison makes this a 28-14 game with 41.8 seconds remaining in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
David to the Max Show,
starring David Newman.
Hello, Newman.
And Max Pugh.
Pew, pew, pew.
Bringing you the best classic rock.
Giant 90.9,
Tuesdays at 9:30.
We're back as Eric Harrison just a moment ago had an 89-yard kick return to make this a 28-14 game. Pike has closed the gap. Giants with the ball, 41.8 seconds remaining in the first half. We'll see if the Giants decide to try to turn this into some kind of points. They did last week against Avon, but we'll see. First, the kickoff return to start the next drive. Marr will kick it off.
Pike's trying to send a message saying, we want this game within two touchdowns going in the half.
And right now, that's what they have. Marr with the kickoff to Evans and Wilkerson. This one is gonna probably be in the end zone too, and he muffed the ball, picks it up at the 11-yard line, tries to find an opening room, gets tackled at the 18, and that could have been devastating.
And it could have, as Pike's got some momentum rolling on their side right now as he was mauled there by Manny Pike, but leading the way was Michael Banks.
So with 35 seconds remaining in the first half, it's a 28-14 game. Giants do get it to start the second half. We'll see if that makes them decide to go ahead and take a knee here.
Two timeouts remaining, though.
That is true. They also still have two timeouts. We'll see how aggressive Kirshner decides to play. There is a flag on the play, though. They're still conferring about this flag. And they are bringing this one back. So a chop block on Ben Davis. It's going to bring this ball back to the 9-yard line. Actually, it's going to be called holding. So the ball we brought back at the 9-yard line.
So I guarantee they need and just take this 1.5.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to take a knee, take this to the half, and come back out second half and continue playing ball. So with this, Pike gets the happiness joy of holding the Giants under 30 points in the first half. And that's
I don't think they're joyful. They're losing by two touchdowns, boy.
Well, you got to take what you can get. And this game is still plenty left to play. They go ahead and take a knee.
And if I'm Ben Davis, I'm happy going in this kind of lead in halftime. This is, you're against Pike Red Devils, 28-14 now. Giants have really answered. Not one guy has had the same touchdown. It's been one passing touchdown, one rushing by Chris Evans, one rushing by Dorian Tate, who we need to find out something about quickly for our listeners.
Yeah, and with that, the first half is going to come underway. They're not going to make them take another knee as the Giants will go into halftime with the lead, 28-14 over their rivals, the Pike Red Devils. The quest for their 450th win still underway. We're going to take a three-minute break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mike Conley of the Memphis Grizzlies. My Lawrence North Wildcat teammates and I won three state championships, etching our names in the Indiana High School basketball record books. My parents provided me with a great deal of support, but along the way, teachers, coaches, and other adults played a role in shaping me into who I am today. Now I'm living my dream, playing in the NBA. I'm also the Memphis Grizzlies spokesman for mentoring. Back home in Indiana, thousands of Hoosier kids need mentors. That's why I'm teaming up with the Indiana Mentoring Partnership to ask you to become a mentor. You might not help a child reach the NBA, but you might help your mentee graduate from high school and go to college. And you don't need to be an expert. Mentoring programs will provide you with training. Being a mentor can take as little as an hour a week. Give a child in Indiana a better hour. The Indiana Mentoring Partnership can show you how at abetterhour.org. That's abetterhour.org.